This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are visiting with Dr. Joseph Cristiano, MD, CNC, CNHP, who is a naturopathic doctor, certified nutritional counselor, and certified nutritional health professional. Dr. Cristiano, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you for having me.
And you're most welcome. Our pleasure, and looking forward to hearing from you per your expertise. So for starters, why do you characterize adult stem cell therapy and activators as a disruptive technology?
All right, wonderful. Well, you know, when we talk about disruptive technologies, therapies, and so forth, we're talking about a technology that changes the old way of doing things with something better, more efficacious, more convenient, more profitable for the person. In this case, would be the patient. You know, we know some of the disruptive technologies like Netflix, how it replaced Blockbuster, and how Uber has come along and kind of really made some damage to the taxi services, because things are more convenient for us, we have better service, and that's what this type of disruptive technologies do. Now, in medicine and in science, I talk about the three disruptive technologies and therapies in my book: stem cell therapy, PRP therapy, and adult stem cell activators. These are changing what the old norm was in orthopedic medicine to the new norm. They're really the game changers.
Dr. Cristiano, what would you say are the main advantages of stem cell therapy over conventional medical treatments?
Yes, I can make a comparison with conventional medicine. We'll take a scenario. Let's talk about musculoskeletal problem. In other words, a joint problem. A person is dealing with an inflamed knee. The knee's been bothering them, so typically after they suck it up as much as they can, endure the pain, then they go to the physician. He or she then puts them in some type of protocol, possibly some therapy, maybe even recommending some ice and heat, and then probably write them a script for anti-inflammatory or pain medication and send them on their way, and then maybe have the patient come back in a month or two and see how they're doing. And this carries on, and we're all familiar with this. But the problem is the medications and the therapies, though they do play a part in a role, they don't heal. And so this condition gets worse till finally this woman or this guy can't even get out of the car very well, and their whole lifestyle now is upside down. And so they go back to the physician, they do an MRI, and then they get the bad news. Conventional medicine says, listen, here's the bad news. You're bone on bone. So what that means is, you know, that cartilage tissue between in the joint that protects this friction that's going on has worn away, and it's just like lighting a match. Every time that person moves around, puts pressure on their leg or that particular joint, it gets inflamed and it can't heal. And so the person now is looking at, well, what's my option, doc? Well, there's only one thing we got left, and that is we're going to do a partial leg amputation of the upper and lower leg and remove your natural knee and replace it with a mechanical knee, sew it up, send you home, and you should be well. Well, this person, the patient now, heads home with this in their mind, and now they're traumatized because of this horrific prognosis and what they're going to be doing. Well, stem cell therapy, PRP therapy, even adult stem cell activators comes along and says, wait a minute, stop everything. Before you decide to take on a surgery or have surgical procedures done, try everything, test everything. And so now we have these therapies like stem cell therapy where we can actually pull out the person's own stem cells, extract them from the body, prepare them in a syringe. Now, this is no medications added, no foreign materials, and then inject them into that particular joint, in this case the knee. And what happens, two things right away. Immediately, 90% of the pain is gone. And when I say 90%, I'm talking within the first hours to the first 48 hours, depending on the patient, but some of the stem cells knock out the inflammation. So now the pain is gone, and now the patient can go back to do anything they were doing prior to the procedure. Second, The other stem cells have been injected, their own adult stem cells, are now going to work. And what they do is they start to repair that cartilage tissue that's been damaged, and that'll take 3, 4, maybe 5 months based on the patient and the patient's condition and age and so forth. But what happens here, Eric, is that this cartilage starts to grow back. And after 5, 6 months, instead of having surgery, this person saved their natural knee, avoided surgery and all the fallout from surgical procedures. And so that's what makes stem cell therapy, PRP, and adult stem cell activators the new norm in orthopedic medicine.
And taking that a little further, how does stem cell treatment work to heal chronic pain or degenerative illnesses?
Well, you know, the first thing a person needs to look at, of course, they're having some type of degenerative condition going on. And we're talking about the musculoskeletal condition, and we're talking about chronic pain. In other words, this is going on and on. We've got statistics show us that over 116 million Americans are suffering with chronic pain every day. That's a whole lot of people. And so they would want to know something like this as an option rather than, you know, going down that same path with conventional medicine, only ending up facing a surgery. So any of these degenerative diseases that people have in the neck, in the spine, spinal column, in the lower back, joints, rotator cuff problems, sprains, broken bones, things like that, that a person may have experienced either through injury, auto accidents, maybe even genetic. Now what they can do is they can have the stem cell treatment done and repair that particular joint and connective tissue so that the body can go back to healing and do what it was doing before.
Today we are visiting with Dr. Joseph Cristiano, ND, CNC, CNHP, who is a naturopathic doctor, certified nutritional counselor, and certified nutritional health professional here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. So, Dr. Cristiano, how should patients choose from the different types of therapies you describe in your book, Stem Cell Revolution?
Well, the three technologies and therapies are stem cell therapy, PRP, and adult stem cell activators. The stem cell therapy itself is probably the best top of the line therapy for chronic conditions. You know, and not only in the musculoskeletal system where we're talking about ligaments, tendons, muscles, joints, and so forth, but we're talking about diabetes, we're talking about muscular dystrophy, we're talking about people that have kidney disease and so forth. That one is probably the top of the line, and it's going to be the most expensive. The second is PRP, which is platelet-rich plasma, which is not inferior, but it's second. It's more for lesser than majorly chronic pain, because sometimes we get to living with our conditions to the point that we're almost to that point of diminishing returns. And so if we can catch the injury soon, if we can deal with the condition sooner than later, PRP would be great for that. And it would be second as far as cost-wise. And then adult stem cell activators are really what's happening today, making a big difference for many reasons. But in the book, I list 26 adult stem cell activators, meaning there's 26 areas in the body that these adult stem cell activators will go to. They're targeted, and they're only drops that you take. They're drops that you put in glass. You drink it once a day, and these are the least expensive, but the patient can actually self-administer at home, because it's just a matter of putting the drops in a glass of water and drinking it. And what we're seeing here is that people that have that are on dialysis are coming off of dialysis because the activators are activating their adult stem cells. Here's the understanding and the root to all these therapies. Stem cells, you know, our adult stem cells are actually cellular repair crews. In other words, if you have an organ or if you have a neuropathy, you have nerve pain or a joint problem, the tissue, the cells that are in that tissue or in that organ are damaged. And so naturally, the adult stem cells come in and repair them. But over time, even our adult stem cells start to dysfunction, malfunction, and it could be because of trauma or injury, it could be sickness, or even environmental pollutants. And it all causes our repair crews to kind of lose their ability. Well, when we take the adult stem cell activators, they go in and target it. So if you have a kidney problem, or if you have a lung problem or heart problem, you could take the activators, and they are targeted to go directly to those adult stem cells in that particular organ and rejuvenate them. And what happens, now the repair crew can go back to do its natural work, and that is repair the cells of the heart or the kidneys or the gallbladder, whatever part we're dealing with, and bring them back to normal function or as close to normal function as can be, and it's not expensive. I'll talk about the cost of the three technologies. Stem cell therapy, now this is across the board and probably it could vary amongst clinics and physicians, but one therapy, meaning one site on the body that they would be working with, could start upwards to $5,000 and more. Then PRP, platelet-rich plasma, that's a little less expensive, and it probably can start around $800 to $1,000. And then the adult stem cell activators are $50. They come in a droplet bottle, and they last for about a month based on how many drops you take a month and what your body requires. So there is quite a discrepancy in the amount of cash that a person will have to come out of pocket, because right now insurance doesn't cover it, and they're working on that. We're trying to get insurance companies to see the efficacy of the results that people are having from these therapies. But the adult stem cell activators, it's very, very very affordable almost for anybody, because, like I said, they're about $50 a bottle. And what we're seeing, though, is this, and I really want to encourage people, listen, before like I said earlier, before you have surgery or opt for surgery, please try everything natural first. When we go through the process of elimination, if your condition is so chronic, then you may have to go into surgery. But now we've got these disruptive technologies, which we're talking about, that give the patient, that 21st century patient that is looking for more options than what conventional medicine has offered, an opportunity to actually heal their body, heal that joint, heal that liver or kidney, and resume healthy living going forward. So it's really fascinating to see the results that people get in all aspects of these three different therapies, because it's not only going on now, and in the book I talk about the history of stem cell therapy and where it is now. And by the way, we're not talking about embryonic stem cell, we're talking about adult stem cell. In other words, the physician will use your specific genetic stem cells, extract them, and then prepare them and re-inject them into the damaged tissue, whatever it be. And so it's absolutely fascinating. And this is the wave of the future. This is absolutely the game changer. It's becoming the new norm in orthopedic medicine.
It certainly is incredible, and we can't thank you enough for all this information shared here today. Lastly, when do you predict adult stem cell therapy will become mainstream?
Man, you know, Eric, it's growing and it's advancing, and science and medicine are making technological advances in leaps and bounds. I would say, this is just my estimation, seeing the history of it and actually being a patient of it myself, that I would say in the next 5 years, people are going to see stem cell therapy as an option, and maybe hopefully going to be covered by insurance.
Well, this is certainly fantastic information. It's been most helpful to have had you with us, Dr. Cristiano. Where can listeners get further details and also be in touch as needed?
People can go to my website, bodyredesigning.com, bodyredesigning.com. They can, through there, they can email me for any questions. My book, Stem Cell Revolution, is available through my website or at the bookstores.
Again, Dr. Cristiano, thanks for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Eric.
We've been speaking with Dr. Joseph Cristiano, ND, CNC, CNHP, who is a naturopathic doctor, certified nutritional counselor, and certified nutritional health professional. And for more information, simply visit bodyredesigning.com. And this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.